Straight Talk Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good morning, everybody. Great to be here with you on this Saturday morning. Later on the show, we're going to talk to Menna Westaver of Soul Sisters and learn how to get ready for the 10K. Susan Jacks, who you may well know from the Poppy family, who is a very well-known singer, is going to be doing a concert. Get the details about that. And Ida Chan, who is with me for the whole hour, is going to let you know about some of the markets and the rates right now for mortgages. But first of all, Ida, we're going to talk a little bit about Chinese New Year. Okay. Happy New Year. Gong Hei Fat Choy.
Gong Hei Fat Choy, yes.
Oh, you say it so much better. Now, you were telling me some interesting things about the sort of, it's a lunar holiday, right? It goes on the moon and it changes every year. Is that right?
That's right. So you don't have, the traditional New Year's Day is always the 1st of January.
Yeah.
The Chinese New Year shift every year. And this year happened to be this past Monday. Mm-hmm. But next year could be, you know, somewhere in February. Usually hovers around end of January or the early part of February.
Well, Rachel, yeah? Our daughter, is her birthday is on Monday, so usually we have it around her birthday. But I always thought I was kind of mixed up because it seemed to always be moving. There's sort of three important days, the New Year's Eve and the 2 days after. Tell us a little bit about New Year's Eve, you say, is a day where you don't eat meat, you don't sweep the floor. Tell us the traditions around why that is.
So on New Year's Day, this is the day you start the whole year, right? Mm-hmm. So if you sweep the floor, then that means you're going to push the wealth and the luck away. So you don't sweep the floor. At least that's what we taught to believe.
I don't
when
do
we
that all year,
up.
But anyways, that's just me.
So you don't sweep the floor. You don't say bad things. You don't say things that's not lucky. And most importantly, you don't eat any kind of meat. Because this is the day you gather your good karma. You don't kill.
Good intentions.
Yeah. So yeah, exactly. So
and then you blow it the next day.
And the next day you can kill anything you want.
You're so funny. And the next day then is a day where you celebrate like our Christmas tradition maybe, and you have all the family over, you meet and you have meat and whatever you want to have for food. It's a huge feast.
It's a huge feast. That's what we call in Chinese Huilin. That means you start the year for that. Like the first day is the New Year's Day. The second day is the day that you all your family member come to your house, or usually hosted by the one that is highest ranking.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have brothers and sisters, the older or your parents will hosting this feast, or the one that has the most powerful in the family. We
okay.
host this feast, and then there were all kinds of, you know, usually ducks and chickens and pork, what we the barbecue,
mm-hmm.
Pork, not just the barbecue pork, but they might eat the, how do you call it, the roast the whole pork.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
the
that kind
pig.
Of, well, they might not eat the whole pig, but they reserve room for other kind of meat.
Okay. And what kind of, do you make these dishes yourself, or what do you do for Chinese New Year with your family? In Canada, because I know you have some family here, but not all.
Not all. Well, because most people that, if for me, for example, right, so we will just say greeting to my parents and say Gong Hei Fa Choy, hope that you have like your wealth, health, all kinds of stuff. And then they will in turn give you a red pocket money, what we call the lucky money.
And that's only if you're single?
If you're single, you receive the lucky money.
Uh-huh.
If you marry, you have to give the lucky money.
Oh, well. So
avoid getting married before
kidding.
New Year's Day.
Are we talking big cash here?
Well, that's another thing, right? So if somebody, like your parents, give you a bigger pocket money,
mm-hmm.
if you're giving to your friend's children, it might not be that big of a...
Give them a candy.
No, they don't want candy.
It has to be coins.
Paper money, they
paper
like paper money.
Money.
When we were young, we can feel the envelope.
Yeah.
If it's heavy, we're not liking it. We like it to be paper money.
And red is really significant, too. Why is red...
Red is symbolized luck.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's all about superstitions, right? So mm-hmm. if you don't wear black traditionally, mm-hmm. red is a good color, is lucky. So that's hence all the lucky money envelope is all red.
And the gold is also, is that a gold an important color too?
goes in one color, yes.
Because that's right. The money.
That's the money, yes.
And then also cleaning, you know, the whole feng shui. Like, it's a lot about
so traditionally, if you never clean your house, for example, mm-hmm. right, you really need to clean your house before the New Year's. So if you don't, what we do is what we call like an entire cleanup of your entire house. This would be a very clean up. Everything is clean before the new year come. So if you have any kind of bad luck, that should be all washed away. And New Year's Day, everybody should wash their hair. That's another tradition because that's, or whatever you don't like the year before, it would be all gone by cleaning your house, wash your hair. You start like a brand new person. And New Year's Day is the day that you should wear new clothes.
I love all these traditions. I mean, it makes a lot of sense, right? It's really a great way every year to make positive changes and actually do them and have yes. the intention to do them instead of just saying them.
Instead of having those phony baloney resolutions.
Yeah, yeah. So for one day at least you're trying, right?
You actually clean up, right? So it's not pretend to clean up.
Now, do you cook any dishes and do you have a specialty? Because I don't know if you're a big cook especially, but do you have anything special that you've been taught by your mom or your family that you prepare for your family?
I myself don't. Because when I growing up, somebody told me don't ever go to the kitchen. Once you do, you start to cooking. So I never had gone to the kitchen till I got married and I got stuck.
That was very good advice. I kind of had the same one.
I've been living by it. I don't know whether I like
it. So you have a sister and a mom who kind of cooks the food?
My mom usually cooks the entire feast when we grow up.
And does it look at all like the food that we may see when we go out for Chinese food?
If you go to the special Chinese dinner now, all the restaurants hosting a special Chinese New Year dinner is similar to those kind of food.
Okay. You know? I really encourage people to go to Chinatown. There's tours and learn the history because it really is so interesting. And we have one of the oldest Chinatowns in North America. And the restaurants right now, there's so many great dishes to prepare. So I know we always go out every year. Do you go downtown to the Chinese restaurants as well and
We go quite often because after all, my husband always said that no matter how fancy we wanted to go, at the end of the day, I still pick Chinese food because I do think that the older you get, the more traditional you go back to your
you're
home
so
tradition.
Right.
Yeah.
You may fight things growing up, then all of a sudden you realize how wonderful your traditions are.
I remember when I was growing up, I don't like rice. So my father always said that, well, if you're not feeling well because you don't eat rice. I said, how silly that was. But now I think he's right. I want to eat rice every day.
Remember that, you kids. We're always right in the end.
Now, also, you know, just for a matter of interest, this is the year of a dragon, right?
Yeah.
So if you're born now, you know, year 2000, 1988, 1976, 1964, 1952, 1940, 1928, and so forth. Like 12 years, that's a zodiac system that every 12 years,
right.
You belong to the year of the dragon.
Mm-hmm.
And the year of the dragon is the highest symbol of people wanted to get. If they don't want any children, but they're thinking of having a baby, this is the year they want to have a baby.
Oh, okay.
Because they want to give birth to a dragon boy or dragon girl.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So are you having another baby? Is this an announcement, Ida?
Well, if my egg is not cracking, I probably will, but now I think I'm too old.
Oh, you're so funny. It's been great catching up on all the traditions. Thank you so much. Gong Hei Fat Choi.
Thank you. Oh, do you know what Gong Hei Fat Choi means? Not really. That's a little bit trivia for you. Gong Hei Fat Choi is really, they say, congratulations that you have made your wealth.
Oh.
So, yeah.
What if you haven't?
Well, that's why congratulations, you have made your wealth is the assumption you already have. So, in order to make that come true, you give them a lucky money.
Oh, very good. Yeah. Very good. Happy New Year to you. Happy money and happy wealth and prosperity in your future.
When we come back,
we're going to talk to Minna Westhaver about Soul Sisters.
Local news on your smartphone. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Go to CFAX1070.com. CFAX1070.com. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Hello, Soul Sisters. Outdoor Contracting.
Hi, your crew is on my roof right now and something's not right.
Really?
Yeah, they're working super hard, they're quiet, and I haven't heard a single swear word.
I see.
This is a real roofing crew, right?
Top-notch work done by pleasant human beings. That's SOAR Contracting. Specializing in commercial and residential metal roofing, torch-on roofing, and asphalt shingle installation.
You guys are very polite!
Financing through a chartered bank is available. Call or visit SOAREcontracting.com for a free estimate today.
It's the New Year sale at the Vitamin Shop, where the price is always right and the service is excellent. Make 2012 your healthiest year ever with high-quality nutritional supplements for every member of the family. Featuring Natural Factors, Quest, Sisu, Genuine Health, Preferred Nutrition, Renew Life, and many others. Ask about the Vitamin Shop's free delivery service. For healthy solutions, it's the Vitamin Shop. 1212 Broad Street between Yates and the Bay Center. Phone 250-386-1212. The Vitamin Shop.
It's the ultimate illusion, the most realistic flame effect ever. It's the Dimplex Optimist all-electric fireplace from Pacific Fireplace. Three-dimensional, stunning realism, rising mist, and flames that flicker like real live fire. You'll have to see it to believe it. The Dimplex Optimist is now available at Pacific Fireplace. Add warmth and charm to any room with Optimist. Visit Pacific Fireplace to see over 35 working models on display. Pacific Fireplace, your electric fireplace store and more, 2189 Keating Crossroad.
A friend mentioned that at Harbord, you'd get me discounts on my home insurance.
You bet we can get you discounts at Harbord. We're the home insurance people. Larry, bring in that discount book.
Here's the book. Watch your feet.
Holy, that's one big book.
Okay, here we go. New home discount, mortgage-free discount, burglar alarm discount, fire alarm discount, block watch discount.
Before you renew your home insurance this year, talk with Harbord. That's H-A-R-B-O-R-D. They're the home insurance people. Check the white pages or harbordinsurance.com for office phone numbers.
We are back in the studio. I have Ida Chan from Varicose Select Mortgages. On the phone, I have Mena Westhaver. How are you doing? No, Mena or Mina?
Mina.
Okay. And you were supposed to be going to hockey today, but you've postponed that?
Well, we've had a few little last-minute spontaneous events happen. We've got one of our boys actually end up in hospital, but he's fine. Everything's good. So we've had to ship the other one off with the family, which it's good to have great friends.
Well, and, I know hockey's a really grueling schedule when you have kids in hockey.
Yes, and we have four, so there's never a dull moment on a Saturday or Sunday.
Now, you know, before we get into Soul Sisters, you have quite a lot of experience with skating. Tell us about your connection with Ice Capades and your history with skating.
Well, I think I was born at the rink. I just sort of learned to walk and skate on the same day, and was really fortunate to be able to participate in figure skating, and took it to what my ultimate goal was, and I got to perform and tour on the road. And when I returned home, it was really important that I kept that as part of my life and my daily routine, so I continued to coach, and now I work with hockey players on the ice and coach power skating, so it's been fabulous, and I just love the rink. It's a part of who I am and part of my solace.
And skating with hockey players is so important, because that finesse that they have nowadays that they might not have had 20, 30 years ago is really in part to people like you that teach them the finesse of ice skating and that proper technique.
Absolutely, and that's the message you hear over and over again. You know, if the best hockey player, you know, you want to get to the puck first, you need to be the best skater on the ice, and it's comes very evident and true when you're watching a game. And, you know, of course, the bottom line is you always want kids to have fun, but they have more fun when they're able to be a part of the play. So skating is crucial.
Well, my friend Dave Ross, he was a goalie with the LA Kings, and, you know, to watch someone who's a good skater is so cool, especially when you're a really dorky skater and you shuffle along the board, you know, it's like, wow, that's so cool.
Yeah, it's quite neat, and I personally feel very lucky to be able to have had that skill from a very young age, and still just love the feel of the, you know, the air going through your face when you're floating around the ice at a nice speed and able to move from forward to backwards and up and down. It's great, and I love teaching anyone to be able to do any of that. So,
well, that's another thing people can contact you for, and also Soul Sisters. Now, my friend Sandra at What's for Dinner let me know she was going to be joining.
Yeah,
and you have clinics that get people ready for the 10K, whether that's walking or running or whatever
Absolutely.
Pace they can be at. And what I've read over and over about you in some of these reviews I see is how positive you are and inclusive. I'm one of those people that go 10K. Wow, I get tired driving 10 kilometers, so I can't imagine, right?
Well, think about 10K.
or even think 10K.
It's very cute the way you mention that, and I try very hard to not really mention what we're really there for.
Baffle them.
Exactly. I try to mask it in many ways, because at the bottom line, I do believe that physical activity is 90% mental. And if we can get past that and, you know, build up our confidence and our self-esteem and our ability to say, yeah, I know I can do this, then really we can get across any finish line of any distance. And it is an absolute joy to watch it happen over and over again with hundreds of women. So it's been pretty spectacular experience to be a part of.
And it sounds like you're saying that it's all part of life. This whole thing is really can be transposed to life, which is you can reach any goal. It's really just your mind saying, oh, that sounds hard. I don't even want to try. But if you put it in tiny steps, you can do it.
Exactly. And, you know, when you get a group of women in a room, and we're talking, you know, 250, almost 300 women in the same room, it brings together walks of all different we're talking people that have just come from an office for nine hours at a computer, someone that just may have been, they work in a hospital setting. They're coming from all walks of life, and we bring them together. We're all different shapes and sizes, different ages, different backgrounds, yet we have this one common desire. And now how are we going to make that happen? And so really it's a matter of deciding that everybody in that room is really there for the same reason, and really making everyone believe that, yeah, they can do this. And it does happen, and it's an awesome thing to be a part of. Women come out of that clinic saying over and over, you know, it's changed my life forever. Well, does that mean it's turned them into this phenomenal elite-level runner? No, it's just really give them a different way how to look at life and look at a new challenge or embark on something they've never done before. Or at the age of 50, they've decided they're going to try to run, and it's just really, really neat. So it's much more about just running.
And how would people get in touch with you about this if they want to join this? Is it too late now to start?
Well, we have started our clinic for 2012, but we do take new registrations up until the third week. Mm-hmm. And we've got a few more seats in this clinic because we try to max at 300. That's kind of the ideal. I find it very difficult to say no to any woman who's finally decided, I'm going to do it. The last thing I want them hearing is saying, oh, sorry, you're going to have to wait.
Yeah.
So we have other options for people too. If we exceed the number, we have what we call now cyber sisters, people that are running with us from other cities. They receive the same training manual and online training program and my communication a few times a week to help them with coaching. And so people are able to be involved in many, many different ways, and it's awesome. I had a woman not too long ago say to me, I mentioned to someone because they saw my jacket that I was a soul sister, and they said to me after, wow, you're a soul sister, and she said, I sort of felt famous. So it's kind of neat because it's not about just one individual and soul sisters. It's about a bunch of women.
It's sisterhood.
Exactly.
And with this, you know, running, if you're a walker, does that make you lesser, or do you feel like, oh, I can't run? Because a lot of people with different reasons can't run.
Oh, and
like
I think we just need to ask the 100 women that are in our clinic this year that are walkers. I mean, they are a huge population of our clinic, and walkers are just as amazing sisters as the runners are. And I think ultimately, and this is a message I also try to continually share with the women, is that we began by walking. And realistically, we'll probably end our journey on Earth by walking.
Mm-hmm.
We're fortunate if we're able to run, but we're just as fortunate if we're able to walk. So walking is just right up there at the top of my list as well.
And it's such great exercise either way.
Absolutely.
What you're doing right outside,
absolutely.
Especially in our environment.
Yeah, and we're fortunate where we're in an environment that we can do this outside 12 months of the year. So why not take advantage of it? You know, we joke that at 6 o'clock on Tuesday nights, you know, Mother Nature, she is a sister because it's always great weather. So
perfect. Now, you started this, but you had a son who was ill. Was that any inspiration that started this Soul Sisters?
Well, actually, I've been doing Soul Sisters now. This is our fifth official year of Soul Sisters. I've been working with women in wellness and fitness and activity for over 20 years. But Soul Sisters, officially, this is year five. Our son, Jack, was diagnosed 3 years ago with leukemia. So I can't say he was the inspiration for Soul Sisters. There was lots of other reasons why that became.
Yeah.
But we do use, I say the word use, we use kids like Jack and other young children in our program as motivators to keep active. And we call that our Quarters for Cubs program. And when we're out there and it's feeling tougher than we can ever imagine, or we're just not feeling like we're able. We have these little pictures of these kids in our heads that are running their own extreme marathons on a daily basis. And I think every woman can attest that they get us through those hard runs or those hills that seem to go on forever. And the goal is that every woman puts a quarter in a can every time they do or complete their walk or run. And we choose one or two children in the community every season of Soul Sisters. And at the end, we make a little check presentation to their families. And it's a very, very neat way to have us running towards a goal or walking to, for someone else that cannot at this time.
Well, you're pretty amazing.
Well, I have to say, these kids, their stories have been phenomenal. And every cub that we've chosen has become part of our sisterhood and their families. And we're very grateful that we've been able to support them. And I don't know, those kids keep us strong, and we hope we can do that for them as well.
I love how people in Victoria keep giving back. They do something for one reason, like starting this business of Soul Sisters, but it really is so much more, and giving back to the community. And how is your little cub doing? How's Jack?
Yeah, Jack's doing great. I mean, he threw us a little bit of a curveball last night. Mm-hmm. You know, it happens, kids, oncology patients, when they strike a fever, it turns us into this routine of needing to get to the hospital and having his vesicular access device accessed and, you know, intravenous antibiotics and so forth. And, you know, I have to say, though, the strength of these little guys. Jack was in hospital from about 4:30 till 1 a.m. this morning. He woke up at 8:30 this morning and said, I've got a hockey game at 9. I've got to go.
Wow.
So the rule was, is if he was, if his fever was gone and his counts were good enough, he was able to play hockey. So I must say, if Sister Nurse Anne is hearing this, yes, he played hockey at 9, and he will be back at the hospital at 5 for round 2 of his antibiotics. So
wow.
If forever anyone says to me, wow, you're inspiring me, I said, no, I just look at the kids around me then see what they go through, and why am I going to complain if it's raining outside? I'm going for that run.
Wow. Well, you've left me speechless. I think that's great, and I think that no matter what we go through, you can go through it with a positive attitude, even if life hands you things that seem so bad. You learn so many great things, like your son, who shows you that even though things can be tough, you can still move forward.
Yeah, you need to. And I often say, I wrote this in my message to the sisters this year, you know, if life gave us multiple choice of what items or events or, you know, journeys we'd want to choose, of course we'd choose all the ones with the smiles on them from front to end, but that's not the way it happens. And, you know, I've been given some multiple choice answers that I would never have picked, but what it's given me in hindsight as an experience and a life lesson, I could never replace. And I mean, we're obviously extremely grateful that Jack's doing well, and he's in his final 6 months of treatment for his protocol, and, you know, things look great for him. And I just hope ultimately that's everyone's story has a happy ending.
Well, how do people get a hold of you if they want to know about skating or about Soul Sisters?
Well, Soul Sisters has a website, www.soulsistersvictoria.ca. And I hope if anyone does go to that site, click on the 2012 Soul Sister Invite Smile Box. And it's an amazing collection of women that have been in the clinic in the past. And I think that'll inspire them right there. All the registration information is on that site. Or you can email me directly at soulsistermena at telus.net. And my name is spelled M-E-N-A, a little different.
And there's the skating too, right?
And
the power skating?
Yeah, and I do that. It sort of sits on the side of my desk because with four boys on the ice most weekends and after school, it does limit me to what I'm able to do. But I cherish every stride I get to take on the ice with others. So.
Wow. Well, it's been great talking to you. I think I'm going to have to get off my lazy boy and come and see you.
We'll see you Tuesday, Patty.
Okay. Well, maybe I should do it. Ida?
You can do it. You can do it. That's our. In fact, that is the Soul Sister slogan: is I can because I can.
I can. All right, and we're going to talk to you soon. Have a great day.
Yeah,
all the best to you.
Take care. Thanks,
back
Patty.
Later on after the news with Susan Jacks.
Healthy food, healthy living, healthy attitude, healthy friends, healthy thoughts, healthy words, healthy space, healthy trends. No wonder it's called the Victoria Health Show. A fantastic two-day event, January 28th and 29th at the Victoria Conference Center. The latest trends in health and fitness, food, supplements, and more. Free seminars and keynotes from relationship expert John Gray and nutrition guru Sam Gracie. Look younger, be sexier, feel better than you've ever felt before. It's all here at the Victoria Health Show.
This weekend at the Victoria Conference Center. For ticket information, go to healthshows.com.
It's 11:30. This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. The news begins right now.
Overcast and up to 5 degrees downtown. Good morning. I'm Kyle Reynolds with CFAX News to 1130. Police in Saanich are requesting that residents avoid the 3200 block of Glasgow Avenue as they await the arrival of an EOD bomb squad unit from Vancouver. A man contacted Saanich police around 7:15 this morning after leaving his apartment building on Glasgow and finding a suspicious device in front of his parking stall. Sergeant Paul Lamoureux describes the device as a 4-inch tall cylinder wrapped in red tuck tape with a green cord protruding from the top. After consulting with bomb squad officials, Lamoureux says they will not be evacuating residents in the area. He adds that they're hopeful the EOD squad was able to make the 11 o'clock ferry to Swartz Bay. A preliminary inquest into the death of a Canadian citizen in Grenada and the 5 police officers accused of beating him is now underway.
Public Prosecution Director Christopher Nelson says 16 witnesses are expected to testify next week, including the wife of victim Oscar Bartholomew. Nelson says that 2 pathologists have already determined Bartholomew's cause of death. His family says he was beaten in late December after he hugged a plainclothes female officer and lifted her off the ground in front of a police station, apparently thinking she was a friend. Don Kelly, The Canadian Press.
And a protest against a proposed jet fuel pipeline is underway in Richmond on the mainland. Allison Bailey is speaking with the demonstrators.
Michael Wolf says his concern is the potential for pollution. Wolf says the root of the problem is airport expansion.
Putting in new policies that put an end to expansion, then we wouldn't even have these options in front of us, like pipelines, tank farms, and Panamax tankers moving up and down the Fraser.
A consortium of airlines is proposing a pipeline run across Richmond to YVR. One of the routes being considered is running the pipeline under Highway 99. Allison Bailey.
After the news at 11 o'clock this morning, we called the number listed for the Rothschild residence. We did not get a correct answer, though, to our newsmaker question, so we'll try again after the news at noon, and our prize will be worth $143 cash. And checking out CFAX 1070 weather now. Overcast right now and sitting at 5 degrees. The forecast for today, cloudy with a 60% chance of drizzle and a high of 6 degrees. Cloudy tonight as well. Another pretty good chance of drizzle early in the evening, and then rain is expected late tonight. Temperature overnight around 6 degrees. And tomorrow, mostly rain, a bit of wind in the morning and afternoon hours, and a high of 9 degrees. I'm Kyle Reynolds. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. It's 11:34.
Now, Straight Talk. Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm here with Ida Chan in the studio from Veracoast Select Mortgages. On the phone, I'm thrilled to be talking to Susan Jack, singer, songwriter, business person. She's done it all. Welcome to the show, Susan.
Thank you very much.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
I hear you have snow over there.
A little bit.
Wow.
I'm actually at my brother's place in the Surrey area, and he's got a little dusting, but not too much.
Didn't see that coming.
No.
You never know. Now, Susan, you've had quite a journey. If people, I'm sure, know you were part of the Poppy family.
Right.
And that goes back 35 years?
Oh, easy.
Because I'm almost 40. No.
I was a baby. I was actually 18 when the Poppy family started.
I remember being at the Memorial Arena, and we'd have, you know, Seasons in the Sun. We'd be having the Poppy family songs on and skating. And I loved your group. Now, Terry Jacks was your husband.
Right.
What were those years like? Being that young, having that kind of success, was it fun or was it kind of overwhelming?
It was fun, and I think probably because at that age, all I wanted to do was sing.
Mm-hmm.
That was the only thing in my head, was just to go out and sing, because that was that meant everything to me. I wasn't into the business. I was kept out of the business at that point because, just so that I would apparently keep my mind on my music rather than business. And when that was fine with me at that time, because I really I love to sing. So it was exciting, and as the success happened, it was overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
In a good way, though. I didn't feel it was just for me. It was all those people really liked what I was doing or what we were doing, and that was really cool.
And you had how many hit singles and records? And
oh my gosh, well, our biggest was "Which Way Goin' Billy." Mm-hmm. We had three that were international as the Poppy Family. "Which Way Goin' Billy," which I guess that was our third release. We kind of started with "Beyond the Clouds," and then "That's Where I Went Wrong," and our third release was "Which Way Goin' Billy."
And or Billy's your brother, right?
Billy is my brother.
And yes. You come from a big family, don't you?
I certainly do, yeah. Six brothers and a sister.
And you were from Saskatoon or Regina?
Saskatoon, born in Saskatoon.
Saskatoon.
Although we moved out here when I was nine.
When you were nine. And Billy plays an important role in your life, which we're going to talk about in a little while with the concert you have coming up. But what happened after the Poppy Family? That dissolved. I suppose your marriage must have ended with Terry, and that was the end of the Poppy Family?
Well, I actually left the marriage in 1973, but we had already made the decision for me to be singing solo, because since 1970, Terry had been releasing solo singles, and it seemed rather silly for me to be doing, essentially being a solo singer and carry on the Poppy Family name,
right,
when our original members weren't even with us anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had made the decision in about 1972 to go for me to start singing solo. And
you moved to Nashville later on.
I did.
And is country music something that was what you wanted to sing?
You know, it's funny because not necessarily, but at the time it was a decision that was made by management, and for me it was a challenge and an adventure, and so I decided that, yeah, I'll do it, and I just wanted to experience the whole thing in Nashville.
And what was that like?
It was wonderful. Such a creative atmosphere. It's very, very much a family, a music family in Nashville, and that was very exciting for me, and it also got me into writing. I was probably what you'd call a closet writer before that, but when I went down to Nashville, there's no such thing. You're either a writer or you're not.
Okay.
So I started to meet so many other people who were writers, and we'd start writing together, and I learned a lot. And so it was very, very exciting.
It seems like Nashville, what I see of it, is that there's a lot of famous people there, but it's kind of no big deal because everybody in that music industry lives there, and they're treated equally, and it's not not in the spotlight.
No, and it's kind of nice. They can, although there's a lot of appreciation. I was treated so well when I went down there. People remembered the songs, and they were very respectful of accomplishments. But by the same token, you could walk into a restaurant or something and see somebody very famous, and nobody bugged them. It was just, they're just out having dinner. Or.
And so, what made you move back to Canada?
Well, my husband, Ted Duszynski, a BC Lion.
Oh, right.
He was diagnosed with lung cancer. And so we moved back here. I had wanted to move back for a while, though, anyway, because this is home to me. And as much as I enjoyed Nashville, I really wanted to come home. And with Ted's diagnosis, he wanted to be closer to family, and his prognosis was not good. We knew that. And so we moved back in 2004.
Okay, let's take, when we come back, we're going to pick up from 2004 and catch up with Susan Jacks.
CFAX 1070 puts Victoria first with complete coverage of local news, weather, and traffic when you need to know. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Have you ever met a know-it-all?
Discovery Channel has.
Ready?
And Monday, it's Brain versus Brawn.
On a daily basis, people say, oh my God, you're a genius.
Street Smarts.
Rough and Tough's the name of the game where I live.
Versus Book Smarts.
I'm better than perfect.
Competing head-to-head in the supersized arena of grit and wit.
Still wrong.
What?
Stupidity rules the day, what can I say?
It's survival of the smartest.
This could be it!
The series premiere of Canada's Greatest Know-It-All. Monday at 7.
You've got a bunch of know-it-alls.
On Discovery.
Drive home a deal with Metro Lexus Toyota. The 2012 models are here, and this is your last chance for savings up to $8,500 on remaining 2011 Toyotas, or 0% 72-month financing on select models. And this is your opportunity to see the all-new Prius V, the all-new Yaris, and the brand-new Camry with best-in-class fuel efficiency. Metro Lexus Toyota's Drive Home a Deal event.
Who cares for anything more? Metro Lexus Toyota.
Douglas, across from Mayfair.
Hi, I'm Olympic champion Clara Hughes. One in five Canadians suffers from mental illness, impacting countless lives. But mental illness carries a stigma, and many won't get the help they need because they're too afraid to talk about it. That's why I'm proud to support Bell Let's Talk Day. For every text message sent and every long-distance call made by Bell customers that day, Bell will donate 5 cents to mental health programs. So on February 8th, let's talk. Visit bell.ca/letstalk.
Need cash today? Got some old jewelry lying around? Bring it to Old and Gold and exchange it for cash. For your old gold and silver, they'll beat any price in town. Old and Gold at Fort and Douglas, online at goldvictoria.com. Need some cash today? Got some gold DVDs, bikes, cameras, video games, tools, you know, stuff lying around? Bring it to Barclays and exchange it for cash. You'll see why they're the pawn stars of Victoria. Barclays Exchange in Chinatown, 516 Fiskard, 381-2121.
We are back in the studio. I have Ida Chan from Varicose Select Mortgages. On the phone, we have Susan Jacks. And Susan, we were talking about Nashville and about your husband and coming back to Canada. What happened when you got back in 2004?
Well, to take it back to just for a second, to take it back to 2003, I had gone for a regular checkup, doctor's checkup, and there were some abnormalities in some of the tests, and they sent me to a nephrologist, and they thought that perhaps there was something wrong with my kidneys. He couldn't find anything but wanted to see me in a year. In the meantime, we had made the decision to move back here. And when we got back here, I went to get a checkup, and the doctor said, "So how long have you been in kidney failure?" And and my mouth just dropped.
Oh, my gosh.
I was so shocked, and my life flashed before my eyes, because I was no different than most people out there. People don't know about kidney disease and kidney failure. I didn't even know anybody who had kidney problems.
Did you have any symptoms?
No.
Wow.
I didn't, but because I was very conscientious about going to the doctor every year, I got tests, and now the kind of kidney disease that I had is kind of like an irritation of the kidney, and can be from a virus or that sort of thing. And most of the time, it goes away. The vast majority of the time, it goes away, but sometimes it doesn't, and I just happened to be one of those people where it didn't go away. I kind of put it on the back burner for, well, I shouldn't say that, because I was put on a very relatively strict diet, because of the things the kidneys do. They can't, when they're failing, they can't process some of the things that go into your body very well anymore. So you have to limit those particular minerals and things that go in there. And so I did that, and because I was looking after Ted, my husband, and I just, that kind of consumed all my time. So, but over the next, sadly, he passed away in 2005.
I'm sorry.
And in 2009, I through that period from 2005 to 2009, my kidneys were deteriorating, but not really fast, not totally fast. But in 2009, all of a sudden, they started to nosedive. And at that point, I was getting tests every 3 months, and they were just dropping by about 14 points. They go by something called the GFR, which is a filtration rate in your kidneys, and that indicates how healthy or not your kidneys are. And normal is 60 or over, and mine, by the time August came in 2009, my GFR was 9. And so I was there left with the option. Actually, I was being fitted for a fistula, which is something they put in your arm for dialysis.
Yeah.
And I said, no, I don't want to just yet. I really want to see if there's a match first, because I knew it was better. It was better if I didn't go on dialysis. And now I couldn't ask anybody, because that's not somebody you can ask, or something you can ask somebody. Excuse me, are you not using your other kidney? You know,
yeah.
And I knew that the waiting time is just so long, and years. But I have six brothers and a sister, And they all actually stepped up and got tested. And two of my brothers were matches. And Billy was the one that was the best match. And now he kept phoning and where are my tests and where's my paperwork? Because like anything else, you can kind of get, you have to keep on people. And he was so wonderful. And it was just amazing because Billy was actually used for, his name was used for the song, Which Way Go
and Billy. Which Way Go and Billy.
It was originally called Which Way Go and Buddy, and it was written from a guy's point of view. As a matter of fact, a friend of mine who used to appear on Music Hop, which is a TV show I was on a regular on
in
when I was 15, and Mike Campbell, who was a singer on the same show at the time, sang the demo, and it was called Which Way You Going, Buddy, and it just wasn't right to me, coming from a guy's point of view. So
of course, so you changed it.
Well, I didn't change it. I just said that I felt it would be better coming from a girl's point of view. And, because, you know, I was 19, and at that time, or around that age, and at that time I'm thinking, gee, you know, my girlfriends, if they heard some guy going, Which Way Going, Buddy, can I go too? I think you loser, you know.
You're right. And talk about full circle, that Billy from the song is the one that was your savior.
Yes, he's my hero.
Your hero. That's a big operation to go through.
It was very, he was so calm and matter of fact about it. He kept me very calm because for me, I thought, I'll never sing again. Maybe I won't even make it. I didn't, but he was so calm.
Very scary.
And so wonderful through it all.
And that's what led you, this Kidney Foundation of Canada, that you're trying to get people aware of it. Yes. What do people do if they want to be an organ donor?
Well, you can go online and register as a donor.
Mm-hmm.
If you need any details, you can call the Kidney Foundation of Canada, BC branch, obviously, if you're in BC. But people don't know how important it is, I don't think. Sadly, there's a huge percentage of people that, in surveys done, that all totally support organ donation, but a very, very small percentage of those people ever really register.
And it's so important, and you have a new life now, and you're doing a concert coming up in Victoria. Tell us the dates and times and how people can get a ticket for that.
It's at the University of Victoria, and March 10th at 7 o'clock, and you can get tickets through, I wish I had the...
Auditorium UVic tickets.
Yes. Yeah, and you can get those online.
Right.
And it's a very exciting thing for me because it's a celebration. Every time I go on stage, it's a celebration. It's always been something that I've loved to do, but now it's a new lease, and it's just wonderful. I enjoy it so much.
And you have a solo record coming out?
I am working on an album right now.
Wow.
Or a CD. Can't say album anymore. Boy, does that date me.
Me too. Oh, that's so exciting.
Yes, I'm so excited.
And you will come back and talk about that when that comes out, too.
I would love to.
And how do you feel these days?
I actually feel very good.
No side effects, really?
No. I had been fighting with anemia some, but it's a big thing for your body to get adjusted to. And oh, by the way, my new kidney's name is Wilson. My brothers named him Wilson.
That's great.
So,
you have to have fun in life, don't you?
Yeah, you do.
You really do. I mean, you can't take it all too seriously. You've been through a lot in your life, and like my previous guest, you still sound really positive. What keeps you going and having that kind of attitude?
I guess it's just when you come that close to kind of staring your own mortality in the face, for me, I've always been positive anyway, but when you come that close, everything looks different. Everything looks just one day is wonderful, and one week is more wonderful, and one year is even more wonderful. And every time I can sing, it's wonderful. And every time I can look at my little grandniece, it's wonderful. Or great niece, I guess. But it's when you stare at your own mortality, it's pretty life-changing.
Well, you have a smile in your voice, and it's great to talk to you. People want to know more. You have a website, Susan Jacks?
Yes, CityDax.com.
And there's lots of information about you there. Also, make sure you get some tickets to go to raise money for the Kidney Foundation of Canada, Susan Jackson Concert, March 10th, University of Victoria, Farquhar Auditorium. It'll be a great show. You can get a chance to meet Susan in one of the ticket purchases. Great talking to you. I hope that you will come back on the show again.
I would love to. Thank you so much.
Okay, you have a great visit with your family.
I will. Thank
you. Okay, when we come back, we're going to talk to Ida about mortgages.
Shop Safeway and take advantage of all the low everyday prices. Plus, you'll still find great club card savings like select varieties of Kellogg's cereals. This week, the 320 to 775 gram boxes are club priced at two for $8. Smart One's signature entrees in the 170 to 311 gram packs are club priced at four for $10. And assorted varieties of Coca-Cola or Pepsi product soft drinks in the 12 pack cases are club priced at three for $11. That's ingredients for life. Safeway.
The CFAX 1070 Newsmaker of the Hour. Winning is easy. Hear the name, write it down, answer the phone, win cash.
Hi, Bonnie. Are you able to name the CFAX Newsmaker this hour?
I am. It's Colin Kenny.
That is correct. You have won $410.
Well, that's pretty darn nice after all these years.
Want to make sure you get the call? Sign up now at CFAX1070.com because it pays to listen to Victoria's News Authority. CFAX 1070.
Have you been living with a water entry problem in your basement or crawl space? Have you been reluctant to deal with it because you saw the mess and heard the cost next door at your neighbor's? Well, Earth Service Drain Master has been solving water entry and drainage problems economically for 32 years. Trust our drainage team to restore, repair, or renew your existing system back into working condition. Call Earth Service Drain Master at 250-479-0195. We will be glad to arrange a visit and assess your problem.
Divorce. There's the old way and there's the Fairway. If you're going through a divorce, you need to know that there is an alternative. That is Fairway Divorce Solutions, a company that is changing the way divorce happens internationally. Hi, I'm Karen Stewart, CEO and founder of Fairway Divorce Solutions, where you pay a flat fee, you avoid lengthy legal battles, you protect your assets and children, and you are empowered to make well-informed decisions.
Call 744-FAIR, online at victoria.fairwaydivorce.com.
We are back with Ida Chan from Varicose Select. Ida was making a point. That's why I have a large family.
Yes. You never know what you need.
I'm in trouble.
Just kidding.
I'm in trouble. Now, Ida, rates have been amazing because we've been working together for many years. I, of course, work with Lee Johnson with RE/MAX Camosun, but also personally with mortgages for many years. And you were at Coast and now you're Verico. So you've seen the highs, the lows, everything in between. So you've got great advice for people. But right now, some of the longer term rates are getting pretty good.
The rates are incredible. I have never seen it this low. To give you an example, we all heard about a 5-year fix at 299.
But if people, 299.
299. And if people want a longer term, the best 10-year rate is 3.89.
That's crazy.
Isn't that? I never
seen
it this low.
But sometimes with long term, what happens is that things can change so much. And that, I mean, that is so low. I mean, when you were in the 21% thing or even 10%, 9%, you can't go wrong with 3.89. But sometimes these rates change so much in the economy. How do you see things going right now? I mean, because they've been kind of consistent and going lower.
Well, I always say what comes down must go up, right? So one good thing, so you know the 10-year term, or if you lock yourself in anything longer than a 5-year term, if you have a 10-year term, your penalty will be just 3 months after the 5-year.
Oh, okay.
So it doesn't have that, funny calculation about what we call
it. So 3 month
rate.
Penalty.
Three
and sometimes
penalty
that's a good thing
after
to
after the fifth anniversary day.
Okay.
Okay. So if you want a long term stability, 10-year term, 3.89, if it's good enough for you, might not be a bad thing to consider.
But if people have right now a 5-year locked in and they're at a high interest rate, they should really consider that penalty. If you have a rental unit, you can write some of that off for changing rates. But sometimes it's worth it because what you pay on that penalty, you can get a really good rate now and save some money in the long run.
I think if you have a little bit higher interest rate, the least you should do is to look into it, right? Because talk to your banker, your mortgage broker.
Or you, Ida.
Or give me a call. Yeah. And can
because
I tell
it costs them? Nothing.
It costs nothing to look
you're
at it.
Yeah, you're Varicose Select, and how do people get a hold of you?
Call me on my cell phone, 250-588-0588. and just to just look at the situation, do a little number crunching, you might find that you can save a lot of money.
Yeah, because lots of times people, the banks phone you and say this great rate, that great rate, but it might not be as good as they could do. Even if someone like you comes in and deals with that bank, you can get a better rate than what they're telling you.
Well, think of me if you go grocery shopping. Think of me, I'm Costco, I'm Walmart, I'm Thrifty Food. So, you know, sometimes you get better pricing in this store for one item and a better pricing for the other item in another store, right?
Right, and also because you've been a long-term negotiator, you know a lot of the players, so you could go in there and really know who's going to give you the best deal.
Or, you know, like rate, of course, is a very important part when you do a mortgage negotiation. Mm-hmm. But don't forget, other things might be important. For example, the amortization, other details like how much you can prepay, what fits your lifestyle, right? Should you get a line of credit interest only payment, or do you want to amortize your payment? What difference is a two, you know?
Yeah, like my dad used to always say, like with real estate, you know, unless you can afford the bread and the butter and the milk, you really don't want to strap yourself so much that you have no life.
That's right.
You know, you have to really put it in perspective. So maybe that means you rent for a while longer and save more money to put down, or look at a different interest rate, or a tenure if you're more comfortable with that. So you make sure that you have a lifestyle that you can still live.
Exactly. It's all about giving yourself different options, and you should be informed first before you make a decision. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't give different options, you think there's only one way to do it,
yes,
you might not able to do the best for yourself.
Right. Right. And I think people, for so long, maybe their parents, the bank would just send a notice saying renewing, and that was just done. There was no negotiation. And a lot of people, I think, with finances think they don't know a thing about mortgages or what all the terms mean.
Well, because that's not what they do.
Because that's not what they do.
Yeah.
But that's okay, because someone who's a professional like yourself can help them with those terms so they are informed.
Well, at least talk to somebody that is what they do every day. Talk to a mortgage broker, as I said. Look at different options. Get an informed before you make a decision.
Right. And, you know, people in the real estate market right now, I have guests or clients that are wanting to move, and their houses aren't maybe worth what they thought they were. But if you're moving into another home, it kind of balances out right now, right? Because interest rates are so low. You may not get what you thought you were going to get 3 years ago for your house, but you're also buying in and buying up in this market. So it's never a bad time to buy.
Never.
And interest rates are phenomenal.
You cannot go wrong with 299 fixed.
No.
That means it's not going to change for the next 5 years. And also variable rate is another not a bad thing to do if you thinking the rate scenario, the prime is going to drop, which they say it might drop before it go up again. So either way, prime is at 3%.
Yeah.
If you go at prime mortgage variable rate, you're still under the 3%.
But it can't go much lower. So if people want to know more about you, Ida, and their rates, maybe just check out what they've got going. How do they get a hold of you?
Give me a call, as I said. Either call me on myself, 250-588-0588, or they can always send me an email at ida.chen@vericoselect.com.
And that's also email, or you can Google, you're at the OPA office, right?
That's right. Ida Chen mortgages.ca.
And you're quite the gal. Gong hei fa choy.
Gong hei fa choy.
You said it so much better. It's been great having you on the show. Thanks,
Thank
TJ,
you.
As always. All the guests today, it's been great talking to you. I hope you get out there. Have a great weekend. Enjoy.